The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
My friends are degenerate.
Is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. It is our number two. You can also get us on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real, at Aaron is blitzed, at Degenerates975. And you can text the show. You know the number for that. And if you miss the first hour, got a lot of wrestling in. Wrestling in Rona. And, you know, a few fake news stories, too. A little bit of everything. And Boris Johnson. I think that covers it. Did you see the Mike Leach tweet that he had to apologize for?
Yes, which I think we may have discussed it. It doesn't seem like they should have had to apologize.
Yeah, I mean, he just pulled an old picture and obviously didn't realize what it was. And, you know, I mean, I don't know. That's you know, if you work for a school, you got to apologize. Kind of like Rex Ryan having to apologize for calling somebody a turd, because that's you know, you work for ESPN, they're going to do that.
Yeah. I'm against all the unnecessary apologizing. Like, if anything, this whole pandemic should let people know, like, make people realize that stupid nonsense is unimportant in the grand scheme.
Yeah, well, you would hope that. I mean, I would hope people would realize that maybe we should all quit being so damn sensitive, but man, I've gotten to where now on Sunday, I don't even look at Twitter. I mean, I'm totally off of it, because I got to take one day away. And I'm turning my phone off, too, because it's just, I get so sick of all the political crap about, you know, the look what this person did. Oh, look what these people are to blame. I mean, it's like, come on, guys. Just, you know, I mean, that's what we're going to sit here and do is blame people for stuff. Okay. A lot of people asking. I'm pretty sure that there's a free poker tournament tonight at 8 on Poker Stars. So you should be getting an email if you're in the group. And if you're not in the group, then why are you asking me? But
good point.
People have been enjoying those. Did you see the NFL did its all decade team?
I did not see that.
For 2010.
I did not see that. I guess it is that time.
Yep, it is. We're on to a new year. So, two quarterbacks on offense. Betting you can guess both of them.
Let's go with Thomas Brady. Should be one of those two, would be my guess.
Correct.
Oh, who would be the second one? It's probably either Aaron Rodgers or Drew Brees.
It is Aaron Rodgers, yeah.
Okay.
But, I mean, I think those would have been the three. Your wide receivers, there are four wide receivers.
Okay. Larry Fitzgerald.
Yes.
Calvin Johnson.
Yes.
Julio Jones.
Yes.
I don't know who the fourth one would be.
Antonio Brown.
Okay.
Two tight ends. Those should be easy.
Gronk and Kelsey.
Gronk and Kelsey's correct. You probably don't care about offensive linemen.
Did we skip running backs?
No, I haven't. I was saving those for next.
Oh, okay. You're saving for the end. Okay.
Yeah, but I'll give you the
offensive line would be like Joe Thomas, Joe Staley, probably Logan Mankins, Alex Mack. And I don't know who the other guard would be. Maybe Zach Martin.
Well, that was really good. Your tackles: Jason Peters, Tyron Smith, Joe Staley, Joe Thomas. Your guards, okay. Jari Evans, Logan Mankin, Zach Martin, Marshall Yanda.
Oh, Marshall Yanda. I would have picked him. I forgot about him.
Yeah, center Alex Mack and Marcus Pouncey.
All right.
And so now we're on to your running backs. There are four running backs.
Adrian Peterson is the one slam dunk that I can think of.
And he is one of your four.
I guess LeSean McCoy?
LeSean McCoy.
I don't even know where to go after those, honestly. There's not one that like stands out as like an all-time great.
Yeah, but basically two guys who played an awful lot. Marshawn Lynch is one of them.
Okay, that makes sense. And, he played the entire decade.
Frank Gore. The other.
Oof. Okay.
Yeah. Well, that's just a longevity thing.
How about three out of those four are former Buffalo Bills? That's right. Well,
there you go.
Yeah. Championship. It's like winning a trophy.
All right. Defensively, they have one, two, three, four defensive ends.
J.J. Watt.
Correct.
Julius Peppers.
Also correct. Other two are still alive.
Still active?
Yeah.
Calais Campbell?
Calais Campbell is your third.
Still active kind of throws me off. I don't know. I'll pass the last one.
Cameron Jordan.
Okay. That makes
sense. Okay, defensive tackles. I know there's two free throws for you out of the four.
Aaron Donald, I would hope.
Yes.
And how many are there?
Four.
How about Ndamukong Suh?
Yep, that was the other free throw I thought.
Fletcher Cox.
Ding ding ding.
And I don't know who my fourth one is. I'm on the spot.
Geno Atkins. Geno Atkins is the other one.
That should have been an easy one. Okay, all right.
All right, your linebackers.
Let's move to linebackers. I've got some good ones in my head already.
Okay, one, two, three, four, five, six linebackers.
Okay, Von Miller.
Von Miller's correct.
Khalil Mack.
Correct.
Luke Kuechly.
Also very correct.
Bobby Wagner.
Also correct.
Patrick Willis.
That's five of the six.
Oh, damn it. I thought I got all of them.
No, that's five of the six. I don't think you'll get the other one because I don't think he's a linebacker.
Terrell Suggs?
Nope. It's Chandler Jones, who I think of as a defensive end.
I think of as a defensive end, too. Okay.
All right. Three cornerbacks.
Richard Sherman?
Correct.
Who else? Revis Island?
Revis Island.
I go Aqib Talib?
No, Patrick Peterson is your other one.
Oh, I should have got that one too.
Although they also have this generic DB, and they have Chris Harris and Tyrann Mathieu. So, okay, your safeties, they're three.
Earl Thomas.
Correct.
Eric Berry.
That's two of the three.
And I think I'm stuck again.
Eric Weddle is your third.
Ah, okay. That makes sense.
So basically, if your first name starts with an E, you have a chance to be a pretty good safety.
You were in. Well, yeah, let's get to the important thing, Fred. And this is the easiest thing ever. Who's the kicker on this team?
There are two kickers on the team.
Oh, what a waste of space. Okay.
I agree.
Well, there should be one kicker with like an asterisk next to his name. Like a real number one, and then there should be a couple spaces and then number two. Because we all know Justin Tucker is the greatest kicker of the decade. Certainly.
Well, and you don't need a backup kicker, let's be honest.
You don't. No, especially when Justin Tucker's your kicker. Who else would be one, though? Vinatieri or Guskowski?
Guskowski.
Okay. Yeah. Punters would be a different story. I guess I would think of a former Texan Shane Leckler as an all-decade guy.
Shane Leckler makes the list. One okay. other punter.
I don't have another punter in head. That's the best.
Johnny Hecker. Johnny Hecker's the other one.
See that
they
good?
Two punt. Not really. Okay. That's another one. You should have just done one. Two punt returners and two kick returners.
Boy, that, see, that's why I don't know if I have them in any different spot. Like, I don't know which ones do which, but I'll put Darren Sproles up there and Devin Hester.
Devin Hester, kick returner. Darren Sproles, punt returner.
Oh, okay. So there's two of each, though?
Yeah, there's two of each.
Tyreek Hill?
Tyreek Hill, also punt returner. If you can get the other kick returner, then this is going to be the equivalent of a 45 on the Wunderlich test.
Unfortunately, I got nothing. I can't. There's nothing. I'm trying to think, but nothing's coming out.
Yeah. Cordero Patterson.
Oh, I should have gotten that one, too. Damn it. I did a pretty good job on that list, though. You got to admit.
Yeah. No, as I said, you were killing it. That's pretty damn good. And for the most part, the list makes sense, which is why I think you did as well as you did.
Yeah, hey, they didn't miss many.
You want to squeeze a call on real quick?
Sure.
James, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Sports.
Sports to you.
Hey, so I read a fun little deal today on the D-Hop trade. They were y'all may have talked about it. I don't know. I just got
There's
my
nothing fun about that trade, but okay.
Yeah, say that again?
There's nothing fun about that trade, but let's try it anyway.
Well, so I'm hearing that with the coronavirus restrictions and the inability to do the physicals, that this has 3 weeks to come to fruition or it will be null and void. Y'all have any insider information on that?
I got nothing there. I haven't heard anything about that.
Yeah, I read the same. One of the headliners.
I just don't think the same story. Like, what's going
to
happen if it's null and void? You think the Texans are going to just, DeAndre's just going to come back here and be happy?
Said if they can't get the physicals done by the said date that was agreed upon, that they will have to annul the trade potential.
Oh, God. I don't know what
Which
would be
Houston
worse.
Would love it, I'm sure, but...
Oh, yeah, I mean, can you imagine how stupid they would look if that happened? Oh, my God. Yeah, I don't know what to hope for with that. I mean, I just hope that... you know what? I hope they leave DeAndre alone and let him go be happy and you know, maybe have some success somewhere. I don't think he wants to be involved with this Bill O'Brien dummy.
Now, shut up and listen. What's your guys' opinion on, and do you think it's fair? Of course, I do as an Astros fan, on what is potentially coming out with the Boston findings, MLB investigation findings, and what could possibly happen to Cora versus them already having a shortened season, if one at all, and the GM and AJ Hinch getting to come back for a year, and I'll shut up and listen.
Yeah, we talked about that a little bit last week, and I am of the belief that if they can, they should just bring those guys back. I mean, that made sense to me. I'd say, okay, listen, you were out for a year, you served your time, welcome back, guys, especially Jeff Luhnow. As far as Cora, he's probably going to end up getting more of a punishment than Hinch did because he's involved really in both. My guess is he'll get maybe a 2-year ban, something like that. Do I think it's fair? I don't know. I don't know what's fair. I mean, I think relative to what Hinch and Luhnow got, yeah, that's probably fair. Do I think he should have some sort of a lifetime ban? No. But I also think that baseball should get rid of Pete Rose's lifetime ban already. I think lifetime bans are ridiculous. So, I'm not sure what they'll do with Joey Cora.
Well, if you get a lifetime ban and you die, does that mean you get in?
I don't know. I don't know how that'll work.
Just curious. All right. I'll do it this time since
All
you
right.
told me. But we'll go to break. We'll be right back. I have some Monday Night Football news for you.
Let's do it.
When we come in. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Is the Blitz.
Oh, that sounds great.
On ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. You can also text to that number. Hope you guys are having a good Monday. Well, we don't know if Monday Night Football's ever coming back, but they've had all kinds of, they went after Tony Romo. They tried to convince Peyton Manning. Are you interested in the latest rumor of what they might do?
Who we got?
It's they me, are floating isn't it? The idea of moving.
John Granato.
No, sorry. Oh. Hey, John Granato would be great.
That's right.
I mean,
he's established now.
Wouldn't be able to do the Roughnecks, but hey. They're discussing moving Kirk Herbstreit and Chris Fowler to Monday Night Football.
Ooh, what do you think of that? Herbstreit, I actually think, is pretty good.
I agree. I like that duo a lot. I'd miss them on college football. Because
could they not do it? Could they not do both? I mean, it's not like they're going to work on Mondays.
Well, I mean, I'm sure you could. But, hell, Andre Ware does college and does the Texans.
Yeah.
So, but, yeah, I mean, I think they're just discussing the idea because they're looking for something. The negative is they get the best college football games.
Yeah.
But the positive is Monday Night Football still is going to outperform those most of the time, so more people watching. I like Herbstreit. I think he's really good, and he might be better if you get him off of colleges because there are a few biases there.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just curious your thoughts on that.
Yeah, I'm with you. I wouldn't mind that at all. And Fowler's good.
And I think... Yeah, he is. And I think they have some pretty good college guys sort of, you know, that haven't moved up yet that could. So maybe it wouldn't be that big of a drop-off. But I think I'd be down with that.
Yeah, so, I'd be for that.
You know, that's if we ever have a...
If we ever have it again.
Yeah. Man.
Hey, Fred, can I give a shout-out today to
you do whatever you want.
The boys over at 11 Below Brewing? I stopped by there today and picked up. They had their anniversary party, so it's a bummer that they didn't have, you know, an actual anniversary party. But I stopped by and picked up some Big Mistake, which is their barrel-aged stout that they put out every year for their anniversary.
Love that beer. Love that beer.
And they have a double IPA, a hazy IPA called Robocall that's out right now. So I scooped up some of that stuff, and it's good to see those dudes. And they're still pumping out beer, and it's a really simple drive-through line. You don't have to, like, they've got a menu there that you can order from, and it's not, you don't have to pre-order things. It's pretty simple. So, bummer those dudes couldn't have their big anniversary party, but if you get a chance, stop by and see them.
Yeah, that negative space is...
Oh, that's a good beer.
I've been knocking that out all weekend, so that's awesome. Yeah, I got to make a beer run here, I think. I've kind of gone through some of my good stuff, so I probably need to reload at some point. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776.
Have you been at the grocery store lately?
I have not. The wife is gone.
Has she mentioned if, like, you're having to wait in line to go inside?
No, she times it pretty well. She's kind of figured out when to go. And the one by us, basically around 9 o'clock on Sunday morning, there's no line.
Okay, today was the first day that I actually, like, had to stand outside in a line to get in, which was kind of weird.
Yeah.
And obviously the line is way longer than it needs to be. I mean, they're letting in like 10 people at a time, but, you know, if there's a line of 20 people, it's basically wrapped around the building because there's 6 feet between everybody.
Right.
But it was really weird going in there. I mean, it's almost like a ghost town grocery store. There's like 30 or 40 people in the whole grocery store at a time. There's no wait on cashiers. The only slow thing is if there is someone on the cashier stand in front of you, you have to wait until they're all the way completed and moved out of there before you can even start loading your groceries onto the belt. But it wasn't always like that. And then just recently, I guess that line thing started cranking up.
Yeah, I'll give everybody sort of a little secret here. Most of the now, if you're going to go buy meat and things like that, you know, then you really need to go to the grocery store. But if you're just looking for something that, you know, you don't necessarily need to go there for, almost all these gas stations are stocked up with stuff, including toilet paper.
Yeah.
So you know, because most of them have little food things anyway. They're like mini stores. So if you don't need to go get like meat or something like I had to go pick up milk, and I just went to the I went to the gas station that I always go to, and it was fine. So,
yeah, this was like a full blown grocery trip. When all we've needed is like we've tried to avoid the grocery store when we can, and we've ordered a lot of like, you know, some grocery delivery stuff. But my wife, when it comes to meat and produce, she wants me going in, and she wants me out in the front lines going in and making sure we get good stuff. But the only thing they didn't have at the store today that was on the list that she gave me was bleach. So almost everything there.
Yeah, I got to imagine with four of you guys in the house, you're putting away a lot more than we are with just two. But, that's one thing I've noticed is like bread has been harder to find, little things like that. But like I said, the place I go to has had pretty much everything I need in terms of, you know, just like milk and little stuff like that. So I've been able to avoid it, but she's gone basically once every 2 weeks and buys enough stuff that, and she loves to cook, so she'll cook up stuff and we'll have leftovers for a week. So it hasn't been too big of a deal. Richard's says he's been a chef for 25 years, primarily at the Palm Steakhouse located on Westheimer. Said they're offering 50% off prime steaks and liquor to go. Also great lobster and seafood, Italian cuisine. Give him a shout out. Tell him Dick sent you. Done.
All right. There you go.
So, yeah, we're always always happy to let people know what's going on with that. But
you know what else I'm happy to let people know about, Fred?
Hoops. What's that?
Hoops.
Hell yeah.
Trying to let everybody know about it. My kid's been out there hooping this weekend again. They're hooping today. That's because they've got the best basketball goal in the whole world. That's right. And I'm so glad in hindsight. What a brilliant move it was by me to get this thing put in. Because I knew coronavirus was coming, and I got this installed in December. So I knew I was way ahead of the curve, as they say. But I've got a goal with the thickest steel, and it's built to last. It's going to last forever, basically. It's got a tempered glass backboard, so strong. Hoops guarantees if it breaks or cracks for any reason, they're going to come replace it for free. And they've got a design to fit your home, your driveway, or your backyard. And it's got my kids outside, which is the most important thing, both to me and my wife's sanity. And they're adjustable from 10 feet to 5 feet, so every age can play. Guys, get your new Hoops Gold today. You can see all the options at ProDunkHoops.com. That's ProDunkHoops.com. You're going to love it. Give them a call, 281-351-9822 or ProDunkHoops.com.
Listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here on a Monday. And do we have Lance here? Okay, so no Lance today. Well, that's fine. We'll just move on to something else. I have a really odd gym of the day today, by the way, coming up next segment. So just teasing ahead to that. Did you see that scientists at the University of Pittsburgh say they have a potential vaccine for the Rona?
Okay. That'll be ready.
Doesn't say, but.
Well, that's helpful. I mean,
to me, you know, it's like when, a couple weeks ago it was Tennessee, now it's Pittsburgh. I'm pretty sure that's not where it's going to come from if somebody gets somebody cures this thing. I mean, no offense, Pittsburgh or Tennessee, but, yeah. Eric says, if you guys are up for it, grab a beer at 6 and we could talk about it. Any beer, mine's a good one.
Great idea.
I miss Eric wandering into the studio a little before 6 with his hands full of beer where we're just like, oh, boy, what goodies has he brought us today?
Well, so, I vote we do. Aaron, I guess you can't do it because you're at work. You don't have beer there, do you?
Yes, I do. I bought some last week for when we did the Late Hits Bar on Friday, so I think I should still have at least 3 Crawford Box sitting in the fridge.
Perfect. All right. Fred, you got a beer there?
Yeah, I'm going to have to go look at my closet and see what I have. I think I have 1 BBH left and 1 Kentucky Habit left. It may be time for one of those since...
You don't have anything cold?
You know, I've got something. I'll find... I know I've got a Crawford Bock in there.
So okay.
There's that. But, all right, that'll be fun. Virtual drinking.
They call it a virtual happy hour, Fred. That's what I've been told.
Me, it's not really virtual because I'm drinking the damn beer.
Right. So my wife the other day or yesterday is like, my sister and her husband want to have a virtual happy hour with us later this week. And I said, what does that mean? And she looked at me like I was an idiot. Like, like that's some sort of a term that is actually a thing. I was like, how was I supposed to know what that was? Don't act like I'm some sort of dope because I don't know what a virtual happy hour is. We're not that deep into this thing.
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm still a couple weeks away from wanting to do something like that. But I don't like talking to people anyway. When not like over the phone or FaceTime or on the computer. I never have. I'm just
so we did a thing last night called a house party, where basically we played like Pictionary and trivia games with her family, so the kids could have something to do. That was post WrestleMania, obviously, but it's kind of cool, but it's also kind of obnoxious because now the kids want to do it all the time, and who wants to do that all the time?
Yeah, I imagine that's got to be a challenge keeping 2 of them at that age entertained the whole time.
Yes. My normal response is go outside and play. Yeah, there's basketball in the front yard, and they've got a hitting net and tee and like an agility ladder. They've got a big setup in the backyard that they've been doing. They've got some weights they're throwing around. I just keep telling them, yeah, go outside.
Yeah, that's good, man. That'll use that time to work on that swing.
That's it.
Work on your jump shot. Did you see? I mean, I haven't been paying attention to any of this, but apparently they've been doing NASCAR's been doing an iRacing thing with the drivers, which is
no.
Well, it's like with a simulator. Well, apparently there was a wreck, and in the one they did this weekend, and Bubba Wallace quit the race and ripped Clint Bowyer for taking him out.
Oh, jeez.
Which
I hope that's like that's just a joke. Like he wasn't really mad.
Well, he was mad enough that it cost him a sponsor.
Are you kidding me?
He says he basically says that he went rage and quit, right? And then there's the Blue Emu, who was the sponsor, basically tweeted at him and said, "We want guys who finish."
Oh, man. Yeah, not a great time to be pissing off sponsors. They're, like, I think most sponsors are looking for a reason to get out. You might not want to give them one.
No, no, because, yeah, and I'm sure they were already thinking, hey, we're hurting here. We got to pull.
Yeah.
So, but can you imagine?
Just gave them an excuse.
Yep, yep. Mont says, maybe it's me, but Fred Fowler seems like he's in the slumps today. Damn, bro, you got some bad news today? Nope.
We're just in Corona world.
It's just you. I'm in a great mood. I'm having fun, as much fun as I could possibly have being stuck in the same place all the time.
I'm actually happy with Fred today because whatever you've done with your connection, I don't know if you've done anything differently, but you don't sound terrible, and there's no delay. Have you noticed that today?
Yeah, I've noticed the no delay, and it's honestly, it's nothing different. I mean, I've got the audio set up nice to where it's going to sound the same every day. But connection-wise, there's nothing really any different. It's the same one. It's just I've noticed that some days it's fine, and some days it's like, okay, I got to wait 2 seconds to see if AJ's going to say something.
Yeah,
yeah, today's perfect.
And I'll be honest, I get frustrated when that's our case because I get mad when we're stepping on each other or whatever. So it gets frustrating to me, and that'll bring my mood down. But today it sounds like the first day we did this where you were in studio and I was here and there was no delay. So I'm in a chipper mood actually with the show. Think this is about the best connection we've had, I think.
Yeah, and I don't know. I didn't do anything different. Maybe it's something that Aaron did in there. But I mean, I've kind of figured out on the days where there's a delay that I'm just going to wait an extra second, and then, you know, if you don't talk, then I'll jump back in. But for a while there, it was hard because it was clear you couldn't hear me, or there was about a second and a half delay, so I'd wait 2 seconds, and that'd be right when you started talking.
Yeah.
Like, okay, I just got to put another second on it, which I figured out by the end of the week last week. It's just little stuff that you got to work through, but, you know, that's the reality. And, yeah, the only thing that was really frustrating last week was when I just couldn't hear anything. That was no fun.
Right.
Not only is there a delay, but AJ might be talking, and I have no idea if he is or not. So, but we got that worked out too. So, you know, I'd say it's almost normal. I think we're doing fine.
Yeah, good day today.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, so, man, I've got to find another series to watch. I've been through everything now, and it's getting a little frustrating.
Start watching documentaries.
I've been doing that. I was watching that Making of the Mob today, and then. But the problem with that is like I know every one of these stories by heart. So, it was the New York one with the whole Charlie Luciano thing, and it's like, yeah, I've read every book there is to read about this, and so there's nothing really new. But, you know, I've watched a couple. Every time I watch a documentary, though, I get depressed as hell. So. I mean, and a lot of these, when you already know all the details of a story, then they're just not as entertaining.
Like, yeah.
Okay, yeah, this is where he kills Maranzano, and this is where he does this. And, okay.
This is where Carol Baskin kills her husband.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And, you know, he is tiger crap somewhere. Chris of the East says Dave on FX. I tried that. It wasn't for me. There's a lot of shows that just aren't for me. So, but I'll find something. I like to find something good to, you know, share with the people. But, you know, right now it's, I know Bosch is coming back in a couple of weeks, so that'll be good.
Maybe, I bet when we talk to Matt tomorrow, he'll know something good.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. It'd be fun to hear if he's, still keeping in touch with Anthony Starr, who's obviously
yeah. When is that show coming out?
I think June is when it was supposed to come out.
Okay.
So yeah, he's Homelander. He's a big deal now.
Yeah, he's a big star.
Hey, Lawyer Dave wants to talk sports with us. I think I'll allow it. What's up, Dave?
Well, I'm driving home from work. I don't know if you guys know this, but lawyers are considered essential for some reason. So we're allowed to go back and forth to work, so I'm just leaving to go home. But I had a sports take today, actually, for you guys.
All right.
Oftentimes, we wonder how athletes from the past can would perform in today's market, like Babe Ruth is a perfect example. And my question is, what would today's athletes do if they were thrust back 100 years ago with the diets and the no training and not knowing about muscle mass? And I was curious to know you two gentlemen's thoughts on that issue.
Yeah, that's a little tougher to think about because, I mean, to look at an athlete and say, well, what if they didn't know about weight training and things like that? How good would they be? I don't really know. You know what I mean? Like, how good would LeBron be if he never lifted weights like, you know, like George Mikan? I don't really know the answer. That's a tough comp to make. I can think about what George Mikan would be like today, but to take away all the modern technology, all the modern supplements and things like that, yeah, that's tough, man. I don't really know.
Well, I've done considerable thinking about it, and you know, having been a half-baked athlete nearly 50 years ago, and I look at these kids that are coming that I still play basketball with occasionally, and I'm like, wow, how would they have been when I was in my prime? You know, with the, I mean, my mom and dad never said, don't eat this, eat that, do these stretching, whatever. I mean, this just wasn't part of athletics. I mean, we just did what we did.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a different world for sure. I don't know what would be different, but I would imagine there would be some impact on something like that. Like, I just think, like, you know, back in Fred's days, like when Fred was in high school, nobody dunked a ball, you know, and then now everybody's dunking.
It's not true.
How would you dunk the ball and not hurt your hand on the peach basket?
Jeez.
Oh, shoot. Fred claims he could dunk the basketball, though. That's the surprising part.
That doesn't surprise me because Fred used to be the same height as me. He's shrunk in recent years. But also, I've seen pictures of Fred in high school, and he wasn't as hefty as he currently is. That's not too surprising. I could dunk a basketball in high school. I could actually dunk a basketball until, I don't know, probably age 22 or 23 with one hand only. I couldn't dunk with two hands. I wasn't explosive enough for that. But Fred's about the height that he could have dunked a ball.
My friends that I still play ball with think I'm a liar, but I actually could dunk the basketball when I was a senior in high school with one hand only from a running start, not like just jump straight up, but I could scrape it over the rim.
Make no mistake, I couldn't have dunked in an actual game, like with someone guarding me. That wasn't going to happen. I'm like you. I would have had to, you know, dribble up to the and with nobody in my way and jump up and dunk. That's the only way I could do it.
Yeah, it was still fun.
Those were the glory days, 1942. I remember it like it was yesterday.
back in my day.
Yeah, I was the same way. I had to have a running start in one hand. It wasn't like I, you know, could dunk with two hands. So,
no, I did have a few occasions when I was guarding guys that were more gifted than I was. Didn't know that I was. I had some pretty good ups for a white guy, and I blocked a few shots to surprise some folks along the way. I did that in the actual games.
Yeah, that I could get away with.
Yeah.
Boy, do we sound pathetic.
I know. Well, we got to stop this. We've got to stop reminiscing on this.
Okay, I'm sorry, but let's go back to the original topic. What would what would LeBron James be if he was in the Will Chamberlain era? Let's even put him back in the 50s. You know, what kind of food would he have had? How many personal trainers would he have not had? And all that sort of stuff. No sports psychologists and all this other stuff. I mean, and I don't know.
Yeah, it's tough to imagine that, honestly.
No steroids. Yeah.
Well, give us some,
oh, stop
give
it, Fred.
Give us some further thoughts, gentlemen. And if something comes up that makes sense, I would sure love to hear you all's take on it because you guys are the sports gurus.
I know, I don't know about that. Not when it comes to that. I'm not sure if I've got anything on that. But that is an interesting thought, certainly.
Yeah.
Okay. Have a good day, right, guys. I'll catch up with you tomorrow.
All right, LD.
All right. I guess we should take a quick break here. I'm sure there's
right.
music. It is the
Sounds
Blitz.
Good.
It's being 97.
You're listening to The Blitz. Blitz.
On ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-3776. I have the one of the weirder gems of the day we've had in a while, so if you have kids in the car, this might not be a time to stick around. So let's do it. The Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Oh, I could just read the headline and that would basically tell you what the story's about. And then we'll get into some details. But here's your headline. Woman admits she had sex with a dolphin as part of NASA-funded scientific study. Margaret Howe Lovett was 20 years old. She took a job in a lab.
Shouldn't she go to jail?
No. This is in the 60s, for one thing, when that was probably legal. But basically, she loved animals. She got this job while she was living on St. Thomas, and there was a lab there that she got a job at, and it was NASA funded. I don't know how it's NASA funded, because the idea was they were trying to teach these dolphins English and to
and
understand
part of the
English.
Part of the, I mean, that's the justification for basically every teacher who has sex with a student is
oh
I was trying to teach her algebra with my penis.
Yeah, well,
I was trying to teach this dolphin English with my vagina. Are you sure?
Well, it says the dolphin's name was Peter, and she said Peter liked to be with me. He would rub himself on my knee, my foot, or my hand, and I allowed that. I wasn't uncomfortable as long as it wasn't too rough. It was just easier to incorporate that and let it happen. It was very precious and very gentle. She says it was sexual on his part. It was not sexual on mine. So basically, you're giving the dolphin a handy every day.
Yeah, that doesn't seem like it's should be allowed legally.
I'm sorry. This is weird.
If a dude did that, he would go to jail.
I think
women
so.
Want equal rights. They're not allowed to have sex with animals either. Okay, there's coronavirus going around. Stop it. This is how it happens.
Well, we know a tiger got it.
Yeah.
So
yeah, because you know somebody had sex with it. Pat Robertson said there weren't people having sex with tigers back in my day. Now it's happening. Dolphin sex, tiger sex. It's all killing people.
God, her justification. It would just become part of what was going on, like an itch.
Oh,
just
stop.
Get rid of that. We'll scratch, and we would be done and move on. I was there to get to know Peter. That was part of Peter. Yeah, he's a male dolphin. He's got a penis. It's part of him. This woman is so weird. You imagine being married to that, and then at some point she says, "Oh, you know, I used to give handies to dolphins."
Yeah.
But that was in the 60s. Don't want to see a picture of her now. Even the dolphin would be like, "I'm out of here." But that was your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Oh, boy. Well, what do we got for next hour? I've got a few things that we could get to that are useful anytime, including the ranking of every first overall draft choice in NFL history.
Oh, boy.
Got that.
Well, we'll start with our happy hour with Eric.
Okay, that'll be fun.
I want to talk about some people who are desperate to get Jadeveon Clowney. Sounds like there's a bidding war, but it's not with actual money. It's just people trying to convince him this is where you want to be. And some more thoughts on maybe the draft, some more thoughts on the Bill O'Brien, DJ Reader situation, where Bill O'Brien says he really wanted DJ Reader back, but it didn't work out. There's plenty to talk about.
Yeah, and a lot of people were asking, did you see what O'Brien said Friday? Yeah, it happened right before the show, so we spent the whole first hour Friday on it. So if you're interested in that, podcastarena.com.
And by the way, we've also got Kenneth Copeland. We talked about Pat Robertson earlier. We've talked about Jerry Falwell during this. We've talked about Jim Baker. Not to be overlooked, Kenneth Copeland has blown away the coronavirus, so we should be good now, actually.
Yeah, I saw that, and I've also got another, when we get to that, another churchgoer who explained why she could never get the coronavirus.
All right.
All right, quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.